All 21.9, Fook and Lindsay, since our stoner blew off his review, we're assuming, we can do a few more movies. There's a lot of movies that are coming out this weekend. And guess which one I'm going to see for Father's Day?
Which one?
Wonder Woman.
Are you?
Yeah. In a great show of irony. So, like, wife and a bunch of other wives, like, in the neighborhood have all given us a pass tomorrow. So we're going to go golf 9 in the morning and then go see Wonder Woman at Broovies at 1.
Oh, fun! Yeah. At Broovies!
I just thought, oh, that's hilarious. A bunch of dads going to see Wonder Woman. Oh, my, how times have changed. You know, back in the day, we'd just be sitting on one of those ice blocks. Mm-hmm. And spitting. But now all the dads are going to see Wonder Woman.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
So we'll do four movies. We'll do Cars 3, the new Tupac flick, Rough Night, and 47 Meters Down, the horror one.
Yeah, Egg, you want to guess which one has the lowest score? Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, this is a game. It's not going to be the new Cars, even though it's not going to be as good as the previous Cars.
And are you going audience or critics score here?
I'm going critics.
Okay.
It's not going to be the Tupac, because I don't think anybody has the balls to rate that super low. I don't think it's going to be the... I think it's going to be Rough Night.
All right, we'll see.
Okay. Let's do two here.
It's stupid ass
what?
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Okay, yeah.
Now we'll start with a new Tupac, All Eyes on Me. Newcomer, Demetrius Shipp Jr., unfortunate name, stars in the life story of Tupac.
California.
We love your music, Tupac. You paint a picture for the listener. It's not always pretty, but it's real.
I'm reporting from the streets. I'm educating and keeping it real.
Is this, in fact, keeping it real?
Dude, he looks just like Tupac.
Yeah, it is eerie.
Like, number one. But number two, guess what? Apparently, these critics have some balls, giving it a 24%.
Well, you're telling me that you're completely ruining the anticipation of the game by telling us that it's the lowest rated?
Well, I haven't said that yet.
Okay.
But you said I don't know if anybody has the balls to rate it low.
That's true.
24% is
okay.
Pretty low.
All right. Game's still on.
All right. But the audience likes it, giving it an 80%. But apparently the critics don't have the balls to tell us why they don't like the movie because they haven't done that yet.
All right. All Eyes on Me. Awesome song. All right. What's next here? The new horror flick. I really wish that our stoner had contributed because he could let us know if the critics were wrong there.
Yeah.
Irritating.
Like I said, audience gives it 80%, so.
Mandy Moore and Claire Holt play sisters trapped in a shark cage at the bottom of the ocean after the cable holding their cage snaps and a great white shark smells blood and sisters in the water in 47 meters down.
What was that?
Essentially, this is a concept flick because it's all done when they're 47 meters down underwater in a shark cage.
Right.
Gives them a chance to, like, you know, work out that sister stuff. Like, I can't believe you dated Jared. I liked him.
This is giving me anxiety just watching the trailer. I don't know if I can even see this.
What do critics think?
They like it more than the Tupac movie, 51%. They say that it doesn't take its terrifying premise quite as far as it should, but its toothy antagonists still offer a few thrills for less demanding genre enthusiasts.
Maybe they should have made the Tupac movie as we envisioned it yesterday as Two Shark or Two Shark
Tupac Sharkcore. Yeah. But the audience gives it a 48%.